Today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. So we got to the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Kamakum sheyesh kedushin vein avera." Whenever there's a heter kedushin, a man and woman are allowed to get married. There's no iser involved. Havlad holech achar zachar. The status of the child is going to follow the father. So what does that mean? Eze zu. Zu kohenes levi of Yisraelis, shenasa lekarin levi of Yisrael. So any of those combinations would work. And if the Kohen, if the father's a Kohen, so then the son's a Kohen. If the father's a Levi, the son's a Levi, and so on. Then the Mishnah says, V'chol makum sheish kedushin v'yesh avera. Whenever there's a kedushin that's chal, but there's an iser involved, and we'll see examples in just a moment, so then, havlad holech achar pagum. So then the child's going to follow the pagum, the blemish, if you will, parent. What does that mean? Eid is there. Zu hamana lekohen gadol. There's an iser for kohen gadol to marry an amana, or a grusha v'chalutza lekohen hedyo, or mamzeres and nesina cannot marry Yisrael, or bas Yisrael can't marry a mamzer and nesin. So all those examples. So if one of the parents is a mamzer or nesin, or they're all going to be that same status, a mamzer, or if it's a chalal, the kohen gadol marries a grusha or chalutza, so then the status of the child will be a chalal. And then the Mishnah says, "V'chol misha ein la alav kedushin, aval yesh la al achirim kedushin." If there's a situation where the woman cannot marry this person, the kedushin is not chal at all. By the other cases, the previous one we said, even though there's an iser, the kedushin is chal. If a kohen does marry grusha, even though there's an iser, the kedushin works. They're married. We just force them to get divorced. But there are other examples, which is any of the arayos, that kedushin isn't chal at all. But yesh la al achirim kedushin. This woman can marry somebody else. A person can't marry his own sister. The kedushin won't be chal, but the sister can marry somebody else. So then the status of that vlad is a mamzer. That creates a mamzer. Anybody who marries or tries to marry doesn't work any of their arayos. And then finally, the fourth stage of the mission is the chol mi she'ein la lo al alav lo al achem kedushin havlad kemosa. So any situation where the woman cannot marry anybody, not you or anyone else in the Klal Yisrael, the status of that child is like the mother. Vlad shivcha v'nachris. So if a person, a Jewish man, tries to marry a shivcha or a nachris, so that's not allowed. This woman can't marry anyone, any Jew. The status of the child is, if it's a child of a shivcha, so then the child itself is an eved or shivcha. If it's a child of a nachris, then the child itself is going to be a goy. Okay, so these are the four stages of the mission. The Gemara is going to be a bit confusing as we go ahead now. So Gemara says, kol makum sheish kedushin, so that's what the Mishnah said, anytime where there's kedushin and there's no avera, so we said that the child is following the status of the father. So it's a regular kedushin with no avera involved. So if the father's a kohen, then the child is a kohen. So Amar Leih Rabbi Shimon le Rabbi Yochanan, klalahu, is this a klal across the board? The kol makum sheish kedushin, vein avera vlad holach achar zachar, is that really true? Every single case where there's a heter kedushin, the child would be exactly like the father is? Hare, if you go on to now Samach Zayin, hare, ger shenase mamzeres, a ger, a convert, is allowed to marry a woman who is a mamzeres. Diyesh kedushin ve'en avera, that's permitted and there's no avera at all. Havlad holech achar pogum. It follows a pogum. What does it mean it follows the pogum? It's going to be a mamzer himself. So we said before that it always follows the father. So in this case, the child should really be the status of a ger or maybe a full-fledged Jew. But according to this statement, it says that no, the child is actually going to be a pogum. It's going to be a mamzer. That's against the klal of the Mishnah. The Sani, the Braisa, tells us that ger shenasa mamzeres havlad is a mamzer. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Even though there's no eser involved, that's just how things work. That goes against the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amar lei misavres masnisin Rabbi Yossi. Who said that Rabbi Yossi authored a Mishnah? Masnisin Rabbi Yehudahi damar ger lo yisa mamzeres. So he holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the ger is not allowed to marry mamzeres. There's an eser involved. And v'yesh kedushin v'yesh avera, so this becomes the second category of the Mishnah, where the kedushin is chal, when a ger marries a mamzeres, but there's an ish involved as well. And that's the klal holech achar pagum. And that's why the halacha is that the child is a mamzer. So it fits in actually to the second category of the Mishnah, not the first category of the Mishnah, where there's a kedushin, but there's an avera. So that's the case, and the Mishnah asks, or rather the Gemara asks for nisnei, so why not list this in the Mishnah? The Mishnah, when it gave the second category of Kedushin, V'yeshba Avera, it gave examples of a mana kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza to a kohen hedyo, mamzeres and asina, but didn't give the example of a ger in a mamzeres. That should have been listed there as well. So the Gemara answers, Tana komakom deseifa lasuye. So when the Mishnah had said in the second category, it says, komakom sheyesh kedushin v'yesh avera, Why is that klal? We always have, what's it coming to include? That comes to include this very case of a ger shenasa mamzeres, that there's a kedushin sheyesh ba'avera, the child holech achar pogum, that's going to be a mamzer. That's the first suggestion, that again, Rabbi Yehuda, author of Mishnah, that there is an isser of a ger marrying a mamzeres, and it fits into the second category of the Mishnah. But then the Gemara says, Yibayseim, alternatively, we could suggest Lielam Rabbi Yosihi. And Rabbi Yosi is the one who held that a ger may marry a mamzeres. There is no isser involved. And so that's the case. So it doesn't fit into the rule. Because our rule says, whenever there's no avera, the child is completely kosher. It follows the father, which should be a ger. Rabbi Yosi holds it follows the pogum, which is a mamzer. So it doesn't go with our Mishnah. So how could Rabbi Yosi author a Mishnah? It says, V'tana eizezu lemuto. Limute. When the Mishnah says Ve'ezizu, what are the examples of Komakum Shiesh Kedushin Ve'en Avera Havlad Holech Achar Zachar? Gemara says Mishnah's Ezizu, what's the examples? It says Kohenes Levi Yisraelis Shinasa Kohen Levi Yisrael Ezizu, Zu, this case only. But there's another case that actually, even though there's no Avera, the child will not follow the Zachar, the child will actually follow the Pugum. There are exceptions to this first line of the Mishnah, and that exception is this case of a Ger Shinasa Mamzeres. Although it's Mutter, the product of this relationship will be a mamzer. Okay. So now the Gemara says, V'ezezu v'sulo. So are there no other exceptions? Is this the only exception? When there's a heter kedushin, this is the only exception of a ger mamzer, so the child will be a mamzer, but every other case where there's a heter, the child will holach achar zachar. V'arei chalal shenasa bas Yisrael. Chalal, as we know, is a kohen who's lost his kuna. His mother may have been a grusha. So his father was a kohen and married a grusha, so the child is a chalal. He's not a kohen anymore. So now this chalal is nasa bas Yisrael. He marries a regular girl. Diyesh kedushin vein avera. It's completely mutter. There's no avera involved. So the halacha is, havla vlad holech achar zachar. The vlad follows the zachar, and the zachar here is a chalal. So we see it's achar hapogim. So this is going to be another example of there being a heter kedushin, yet the child is a pagam against the first line of the Mishnah.
But if it's a girl, we learn that she's mutter to everybody, right?
If she's a girl...
Because we learned that a few days ago that the Nos Israel can make of him. No?
Well, that's what Gemara's about to say right now. That's the answer. Gemara says, no, holo kasha.
What's pagam?
Being a chalal.
Being a chalal married to a... But so it's no longer a kohen. The kid's not going to be a kohen. The kid's... Ben Cholol?
Right. He by himself is a Cholol. That's a Pagam. He's limited. He can't, let's say, he can't marry a, how does it play itself out? It just means he doesn't have a status of Kun anymore.
Right.
Let's see.
I can only see where this is messed up with Yichus.
Yeah, right, see.
What's the sort of man this kid now? Like, what have, if you're a mamzer, we understand.
No, but the kid born is a chalal.
But for the girl, it's effective if the bas is a chalala, she can't marry a kohen. That's a limitation.
The boy is just
right. Exactly, that's what it sounds like. Very good. Yeah. If you look at Rashi says, Rashi halfway down the narrow lines, Rashi writes, Harei chalal, v'tanan lekaman, bas chalal zachar, psulakuna. A daughter of a chalal is psulakuna, alma acher zachar hu umike chalala. So she follows the Pogum, her father. So the Gemara says, Holokasha, Krebi Dustai ben Rebbe Yehuda, Svirle. That's what you said, Ricky. The Rashi explains, Krebi Dustai Svirle, Latana Didan, our Mishnah holds, Damar Benos Yisrael Mikva Tara, Lechalalin, Ubite Ksher Lakuna. It actually holds that the child is actually going to be kosher, and it will not be Achar Pogum, it should actually be a kosher child. There's interesting Tosos here on the side here. If you look at Hare, Chalal Shanasa, Bas Yisrael havlad holech achar zachar. So Tosas writes, Perish, Shehu chalal kamo aviv. The child is a chalal, just like the father. It sounds like a different case than Rashi. Rashi's talking about the daughter, Tosas is talking about the son. Even the son, there's some psul of a chalal to him. But he asks, Vim tomer, my parach, ma da ben pasul, la mishum de azlin and basar zachar, lechudei. The fact that the son is a pasul is not because you only follow the father. Elamishum dinakeva paguma shiimo. Just because his mother, her mother's side also. It's not because of Zachar. The mother, both sides are pagum. She the imo, she Zachar posa bibiasa. The havi chalala. Now the mother who just married this chalal, she becomes pasal lakuna. That bia disqualifies her now. Okay.
Any bia would disqualify her.
Well, so Tosus makes the assumption, which is a machlokis rishonim. When a woman has bia with a chalal, so Tosas assumes that makes her a chalala herself. Others say, Rambam says it makes her only into a zona, but not a chalala. And the rabbi says it simply disqualifies her from eating truma, but she's still a full-fledged Jew. So this Tosus, in that assumption, he assumes that she mamish becomes a chalala. Others argue. So there's a whole discussion here. There's a Reb Chaim about this, the din of chalal. The chalal has the status of a child chalal, is really from two different directions. One is because the bia itself, just like the father's bia with the mother, passes her, and so too that bia passes the son. And there's also the fact that the yichus of the son following the father is another psul of chalal. Meaning a chalal, there are two dinim that apply to a child who's a chalal. One is because the bia makes him a chalal, and because he also has yichus, it's his father, it also makes him a chalal.
Right, but even if you would say that she doesn't become a chalal, even if it's a machloikas, let's say, the son would still be a chalal.
Correct. So yeah, that would only become because.
So the fact that she becomes a chalala, it doesn't change the status that the son follows the father.
Everyone agrees it's a chalal, which indicates that it's about the yichus from the father.
Right.
Even if the mother is a chalala, he still will be.
Right.
But what the Reb Chaim writes, based on this Tosos, that is an additional issue that she's also a chalala. The bia makes her a chalala, so that bia also affects the son. So he says the nafkamina is a daughter. A daughter doesn't have yichus after the father. So she wouldn't necessarily be a chalala because the father is. She's a chalala only because the bia. The father had bia as a chalala with the mother. So that bia makes her into a chalala as well. Okay, it's a complicated discussion, but...
She would not be mutter to marry a kohen, but...
Exactly.
But anybody else would be no problem?
Anybody, she can marry anybody else, right.
And that would not make any chalala. No, that would end it.
Exactly, right. It would end it, right. Okay, by the rest of the sugya is pretty much from now until we get to the sugyas of Yichud. There's a lot to do with these different marriages, which is a little bit complicated. Okay. What? A little bit. Gemara is halfway down the Amud. Hare Yisrael, Shinasa Chalala, Diyesh Kedushin Vein Aveira. A Jew is allowed to marry a Chalala. If a girl is born from a Kohen and a Grusha, she's a Chalala, but she's allowed to marry a Yisrael. There's no Aveira. Havlad holech achar zachar. So the child follows the zachar. So we see, so this case is not listed in the Mishnah.
And it's
one
more case for
exactly. So the Gemara says, Tana kolmakom dereisha lasuyeh. When the Mishnah, the reisha says kolmakom, that comes to include this case of whether there's a heter, kedushin, and there is the holech achar zachar. So nisei behedya. So why not explicitly write this in the Mishnah, like it listed all the other examples of a Kohen es and Levia and Israelis. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah de lo masne le hechi nisne. It's impossible to write it because if you're going to write Kohen es, Levia, Israelis, v'chalala, and shenasas le Kohen, Levi, Israel, v'chalala, le Kohen, michazia. You can't put her on the list of Kohen es, Levi, Israelis because she's not allowed to marry Kohen. She can marry the Levi and the Israel, but she can't marry the Kohen, so there's no real way to put her into the mission unless you have it as a separate case now, which would complicate things. So therefore, they left it off the list and had it implied in the klal of komakom lasuye, this case of a chalala marrying Yisrael. Mars, okay, we have another example, though. V'ha ika de rabba bar bar chana, dama rabba bar bar chana, ama rabbi yochanan mitzri sheni, shenasa mitzri rishona. So what's the halacha? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Mitzri Sheni, the last narrow line. Rashi, Mitzri Sheni, Shiniskaya Aviv. So if the father converts, who is a Mitzri? He's Egyptian. So the father converts. He was a Mitzri Rishon. He was a first generation Mitzri. Whatever that means, he simply lived and had generations of Mitzri. He converts. So he's called the Mitzri Rishon. His child is called a Mitzri Sheni. And this Mitzri Sheni, the child, marries a Mitzri Rishona, which means an Egyptian who just converted. So she's a Mitzri Rishona marrying a Mitzri Sheni. So the status of the child now is a B'nai Shlishi. So the B'nai Shlishi follows the father, since the father is a second generation, so the child now is a third generation. And you're allowed to marry a third generation. Rashi says the Pasuk, Umuta Lisa Yisraelis, the Mitzri Shlishi can marry a Jewish girl, Kedichsev Dor Shlishi Yavolahem. The third generation of a converted Egyptian is allowed to marry into the cow. So we see that there's a heter kedushin here.
And we follow always the father. We follow the one that's longer.
So this is a machlokas Rashi and Rambam about this. Okay. So I don't want to get involved in that. But there's a Rashi here who says we really follow the mother for the most part. Rambam says you follow either one. You always go based on the lowest common denominator, whichever with the father exactly the furthest away. If it's a mitzvah rishon marrying a mitzvah sheni, we always go back to the mitzvah rishon.
Okay. And if it's a mitzvah sheni, in this case, he wouldn't follow either.
Right. So this is another machlokas, but I don't want to get too involved in that. So then the Gemara says, again, Mitzris Sheni, that marries a Mitzris Rishona, but not Shlishi. The child is third generation, which is from now that third child, it follows the father, and this child is allowed to marry into the Kahal. So there's a case of there being a Heter Kedushin, and yet, let's see, what's the Shaila here? The head of the Kedushin follows the father.
Right.
In the Reisha. There's another example of the Reisha where the child is completely Holech Achar Zachar. This wasn't listed.
Is there a rule that the child goes after the mother, meaning if she's Jew?
Yeah, that's another point, yes. Yeah.
So why it's not like...
We're talking about both cases. No, we're talking about cases when if the mother is not Jewish, then there's nothing to talk about. The child's not Jewish. We're talking about where both parents are Jewish. So it's fully the question is in the status of what type of Jew he is. Is he a Nekoin? Is he a Mitzri? So the Gemara says, so this should have fit into the ratio of the Mishnah, where there's a Heter Kedushin and the Vlad Halach Achar Zachar. So the Gemara says, Tani Kol Makom D'Reisha L'Asuyeh. So the Kol Makom and the ratio, that Klal comes to include this case of a Mitzri Risheni marrying a Mitzri Rishona. Okay. Now, according to Rav Dimi, Damar Sheni, he argues and says, no, since the mother is a Rishon, so the child's only Sheni, you follow the mother. So then the question becomes, so even though there's a Heter Kedushin, so this is, it does not go, it goes against the rule then. So the Gemara says, Eizazu Lamute. No, since it's Eizazu, it comes to exclude this case that this doesn't
very
fit.
Convenient,
this
two
phrases.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But didn't we use Eizazu to exclude Rabiosi, to exclude the case according to Rabiosi?
Yes.
Still in that Teretz?
Yeah. Yes, I'm not sure how many times you're allowed to use these komakums and asesus. I'm not sure if it has the same rules as like the drushas of the psukim. It's only one word per drusha. So I don't know if it has the same rules. Okay. It gets a little bit more complicated still. Vaha ika. Isn't the case, Dichi Asa Rabin, when Rabin returned back from Eretz Yisrael, he came to Bavel and he told us, and we had many cases like this, Rabin learned a lot when he came back from Eretz Yisrael. And he always quoted Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan says, "Beumos halach achar zachar." When it comes to the umos haolam, we always follow the zachar, the status of the child. Who cares the status of the child? It's important to know whether it's a mitzi, whether it's an amoni, whether it's a kananis. These are all very important halachas. We always follow whoever the father is. That's who we follow in terms of the status of the child. Nisgairu, but let's say they convert. Halach achar pogum shebeshneim, then you follow the pogum in either one. So what does that mean, you follow either one? You follow either one. Does Rashi give examples here? Rashi does not. But if one of them is an Ammonis or a Mitzris or a Kanani, you follow whichever one.
Ger Ammonis and Asa, Gioris Mitzris.
Aha, so.
Shecholid Havlad achar hapgam shebeshneim.
Aha.
Shim Havlad uzachar dinok Ammoni. Im nekevahi.
Okay, so.
Right.
So I think we assume, I don't know, the Gemara assumes is that a girl always follows the mother and the son always follows the father. So in terms of what's the case of Shneim Pogman, that's a case of where the mother is a Mitzris and the father is an Ammoni. So Ammoni is forever Liolam.
If you're Zachar
only. And a Mitzri applies to him to Nekeva, but it's limited in terms of the Shlishi.
So for Nekeva, we give you the worst of both, which is the Mitzri.
Because that's what we're Ammoni about. What about the future?
And the son follows the Ammoni, which is Liolam.
Interesting.
Okay. So fine. So the Gemara says... So therefore, so what's the shaila here? Which category should this fit in? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, V'ha'ika, around 10 lines down the wide lines, Gavi Kedushin, Veina Vera, Havlad Halech Achar, Hapagum. Right, the case is where they both convert. So you're allowed to marry each other, the two gay are allowed to marry each other, but we still see that they follow the Pagum. So why? Shouldn't you say Halech Achar Zachar? So Gemara says also, Tana Ezezu Lemutehai. So when it says Ezezu, it's excluding all these cases. We have a few examples now. Where there's a Heter Kedushin, but we holech achar pagum. So that's what Ezezu comes to exclude.
So an Ammoni can become a girl. He just can never, ever, he can marry a Mitzri.
He can marry a mitzvah, but can't marry into kahal. Exactly.
Right. And then eventually, that by the third generation, they can marry even from an amoy.
The daughters can.
Yeah.
But the sons will always remain...
Forever.
Forever. That's what it sounds like, yeah. Okay. So Gemara says now, Samai. So let's understand this a little bit now. Let's put everything together. We have all these different examples above. If you go back to the beginning of the Amud here, where Rabbi Yehuda authored the Mishnah, and he said that we're talking about a case that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, and it's a case of you follow the pogum because there's an aveir involved, so this fits into the seifa of the case. And that was included in the seifa where it says kol makom, is including this case of it's aser to marry, it's a kedushin sheyesh ba'aveira. And Holach Achar Pagum includes even a mamzer, a ger marrying a mamzeres. So then, komakum deresha, so what's the, so he was referring to the Seifa case, that was the second case of the Mishnah. Was a resha, the first case where we say Kedushin and there's no Aveira, what's the komakum coming to include? It's coming to include La Suye Yisrael Shunasa Chalala, that case is mutter as well, even though it wasn't specified in the Mishnah, that's an example that's also included in the words komakum. Udiraba Bar Barchana, and comes to include that case as well. What was Rabba Bar Barchana's case? He was a case of the Mitzvah Sheni Shenasa Mitzvah Rishona. That's permitted, and that's Holach Achar Zachar. That's also included in that Komakum of the Resha. Exactly. The Ezezu Lemutes, the Ezezu of the Resha, where we said only these, but there are other cases where there's a Heter Kedushin, but we go after the Pogum. That comes to exclude the Rabbi Dimi. Rabbi Dimi, which case was he? The case of the... He argued, right? He said that it's actually Aser, the child of Sheni. And Rabin, which was this last case of the two people who converted, you always go after the Pagum Shebishneim. So that explains the Resha case. What's Kol Makom de Seifa, Lusuyeh? What's that coming to include? The Seifa, which was that there's a Kedushin, and then there's an Avera, we say Holach Achar Pagum, so that comes to include the Ger Shenasa Mamzeres, that case... according to him, there's an Aveira, you holich achar pagum. Now, Eli Yamas Rabbi Yossi, if you say that Rabbi Yossi authored the Mishnah, and he says that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, there's a heter, but still nonetheless the child is holich achar pagum. So then you say, kol makom dereisha kedamrinan, that we said above, it comes to include the case of the mitzri reishon and sheni, that case is also to heter condition and the child is mutter. And Ezezu Kadamrina, and Ezezu comes to exclude his case, that even though his case he permits Kedushin, there's no Avera, the child is going to be a Pogum against the Resha. That's what Ezezu comes to exclude his case.
And also Rav Dimi and Rabin.
Yeah. Rav Dimi and Rabin, those cases also, I guess, fine, they had the Kedushin as well. Ela Komakum the Seifa, let's see, when it says Komakum the Seifa, where there's a Kedushin, but there's an Avera. So what's the example according to Rav Yossi? He doesn't have another example of where there's an Avera and there's a Pagum. So wait a second. La Tamech, according to your Svara, Rabbi Yehuda, Ezu Seifa Lamel, Ezezu L'Seifa Lamel. He didn't ever explain what Ezezu is coming to exclude from the Seifa. So either one, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda have something to deal with, and there seems to be an open item on the Mishnah.
Yossi really has two things to deal with, because he has the Kol Makom and the Ezezu to deal with in the Seifa.
Interesting, he doesn't. Gemara doesn't address the Ezezu of Rabbi Yossi in the Seifa, but I guess it must be implied. So the Gemara says,
well,
Ella.
You want to know which one?
Anne's pointing out.
The Seifa, he has a problem with Kol Makom and Ezezu.
Right, but the Gemara didn't say that.
Right,
but that's Anne's pointing out, right?
He has two great square.
Right. To what?
Two great squares.
Okay.
So you have
a and we have Adam.
We don't need this course, we have Adam.
So Gemara says, Ella, Aidi, the Tana Resha.
Yeah.
So since we have the Resha, Ezezu, Tana Seifa Ezezu. We wanted consistency. So Hachanami, Aidi, the Tana Resha, Komakum, Tanami Seifa to Komakum. So whether Rabbi Yehuda is really concerned with the Ezezu, Rabbi Yossi was concerned with the Kol Makom and the Ezezu, but we wanted this certain amount of consistency like we always have in Mishnayos, so not each phrase is going to teach you something new.
Interesting,
and therefore,
because they went ahead and they asked on the less of a Kasha, which is only one case. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have two cases that by the Seifa, but they didn't ask that question.
Two cases, by what do you mean?
Adam says Rabbi Yossi has two problems.
Oh, the Kol Makom and the Ezezu.
Yeah.
For some reason, the Gemara, right? Some reason, they only asked.
For some reason, the Gemara went ahead and first asked on the one that's less of a problem.
Why is it less of a problem?
Because there's only one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is only in the case of Ezezu on the Sefer he doesn't have, but the Kol Makom he does have.
Right.
But according to Rabbi Yossi, in the Sefer he has both. He doesn't have Kol Makom and Ezezu.
But they ask both. They ask a question in both then, though.
Afterwards, yes. But the first question, no, is I think...
No, the first question is on Rabbi Yossi they ask. Rabbi Yossi, yeah, okay. Who has two problems.
Okay.
Mar now says, Agufa, we said earlier that Kiyasa Rabin, Amar Yochanan, he said... Beumos halach achar hazachar. You always follow the man. So nizgairu, if they convert halach achar pagum shibashneim, you go based on whichever one is worse. So that's what we were talking about earlier. So my words, I mean beumos halach achar hazachar. Words that mean you go follow the man. Kedesani, the Brisa teaches us minayin leecha min haumos shebal kananis. Someone, anyone from any of the nations of the world outside of the kananis doesn't mean lav dafka kanani, means any of the shiva umos. The seven nations that live in Eretz Canaan, whether it be Yavusi or all those different nations, they're all considered Canaanis. The lach is that you're not allowed to leave them alive. You have to kill them. You have to wipe them out. So let's say, I don't know, an Egyptian, let's say, a Mitzri. A Mitzri is not considered a Canaanis. So a Mitzri's man has a child from a Canaanis, a woman who lives in Canaan. The holid ben, they have a child, Shatar, Rasha, the Knos, the Bevet. You're allowed to keep him alive. You don't have to kill him. And you could use him as an Eved because he follows his father. His father is Egyptian. That's permitted. Tamalomer, how do you know you're allowed to do this? Tamalomer, begam mibnei hatoshavim hagar mimachem mehem tiknu. Those who also came to live within Eretz Canaan, you're allowed to buy. So comes included not those who only who grew up there, but even those who moved in, who moved into to Eretz Canaan are permitted. Let's look at Rashi for a second.
I think it's the other round, no? That the other case you have to kill them. The only case you're allowed to have them is in this case. No,
no, exactly. In this case, you're allowed to, even though they
the
moved,
you
even though they moved into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, you're allowed to leave them alive. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'tam lomar gam ibnei atoshavim." And Rashi points out, "Le'el mina." Earlier in the pasuk, it says, "Ksiva v'avdecha v'amascha sheyilucha me'es ha'goyim." You're allowed to enslave them. Ashivosechem that are around you. She'ena mishiva umos. Only nations that are not from the seven nations. Mehem, those other nations, you're allowed to tiknu evid v'amo, because the shiva umos you have to kill. V'samechle, next to that pasuk, where you're allowed to enslave the goyim, v'gam ibnei atoshavim, says, and also those who live among you. What does that mean? Kolomar, lo mishar umos levadam, not only those who live from other countries, she'en bahem marvu v'shev umos, that are not involved at all in the seven nations of Eretz Canaan, el af mibneim shemolidin osam toshim habam laguri machem, molidin min ha'knanis mehem tiknu. Even if they move into Eretz Canaan, or they have children from Canaanite women, they're permitted as well to leave alive and to enslave. So that's what it means. We follow the Zachar in terms of Bumos Holech Achar Zachar. We always follow the father. If he's Egyptian, if he's a Canaanite, that tells us whether you could kill them, whether you have to kill them or enslave them. Then the Gemara says, Yachal Af Eved Shabal Shivcha. Sorry, what did I do?
It changes it to Canaanite.
Ah, Yachal Af Canaanite Shabal, what does it change it to? Let's say a Canaanite, a man who's a Canaanite, who's ba on a woman from any other nation in the world. Menumas, the holy ben shatai Russia leknos habeva, that you're allowed to buy him. One might think you're allowed to also, because the mother at least is from the other umas olam, even though the father is a Canaanite. Tamalom asher holidum beartzchem, that are born in your world. But it says mina nolim beartzchem v'lo mina gerim beartzchem. Those that are born into you, only if the mothers are born for the mothers. If the father's from another umos olam, can you keep alive? But those who live among you, the father is a Canaanite, even though the mother's not a Canaanite, then you're not allowed to enslave. You're not allowed to leave alive. So that's what we learned from that first part of.
Before the abadim, they have to get the whole yichus from the family.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you have to go through. You need the papers. So that explains the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan that umos olam your holech achar zachar. If the father is a Canaanite, you kill them. If the father is from umos olam, you can enslave them. Then the Gemara says, "Niskayru halach achar pagum shebeshneim." Let's say they both convert, the mother and father convert, then you follow the worst among them. That's what you guys said earlier. That's what the Gemara says here. B'mai, what case is pagum shebeshneim? Ilema b'mitzri shenasa amonis. If it's where the man is an Egyptian, marries an Ammonis girl, my pagum ika. What's the pagum mishneim? Ammoni v'lo Ammonis. She has no pagum. The pagam of Ammonis only applies to men, not to women. So that's not pagum shebeshneim. So it must be the opposite. Ela b'amoni shenasa mitzris, where the man's an amoni the olam and the woman's a mitzris vishloshin to shalosh doros for three generations. So izachar havi, if the child's a boy, hashad abasre didei, you follow his father, which means the father's an Ammoni. So the Ammoni psul carries on to every ben achar ben. But im nekev, if they have a daughter, havi shad abasre didei, then you follow the mother, and the mother was a mitzvah, so that only lasts for three generations. In the third generation, the daughter is permitted to marry into kal. Okay, now the Gemara says from the Mishnah, Kol Shein La Alav Kedushin. Whenever there is no Kedushin, so we said, then there is the child's a mamzer. So Menachem, how do I know this to be true? So the Tosfos here on the top here discuss what exactly is a Shaila. Is a Shaila here, how do I know that there's no Kedushin by certain cases? Or how do I know that there's a mamzer comes from a case where there is no Kedushin? So he ends up saying there Hava Hatalia, depends on Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua. Either way, keep in mind both questions of, is this the source for no kedushin for arayos, or it's the source for no that it creates mamzerim. So Gemara says, "Damar Rabbi Chiya ba'Aba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan umati." Others say it's really mishum Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Acha, Brady Rava. Umati. Others say it's really mishum Rabbi Yotzek Lili. Okay, a lot of people's names. Amar Kral. The pasuk says, "V'yotza mi beis of a haloch of a hayis al ish acher." So after a woman gets divorced, she's allowed to marry another person. So hayis al ish acher, hayis is lashon of, you know, havaya. It's lashon of kedushin. Yatsav Haisa. So Haisa is Kedushin. Haisa, she's allowed to marry the Ish Acher. She can marry another person, Lacherim, Velola Krovim. She's only allowed to marry people who are distant, who are not relatives, but she's not allowed to marry relatives themselves. So we see that the Kedushin is not Chal when you marry Krovim, when you marry relatives. So Maskevla Rebbe Abba, Ve'ema Lacher, Velola Ben. Maybe it means she can't be marrying someone else.
Meaning that we only learning that she cannot marry a relative from the case after she gets his megaris.
Exactly.
Meaning we're learning that she's not allowed to marry a relative lechatchila.
No. No lechatchila right now. Just she can marry after she's divorced. V'hayisa l'ish acher, she can marry another man.
Correct.
What does acher mean? Of course, there's another man. Of course, another. But
so you say that somebody who's not her relative.
Exactly.
From her,
so someone who's distant from her. But she can't marry a Karov.
And how do you know that she cannot marry a Karov before she's Megarusha?
It
just applies in general.
Yeah, in general. If she can't marry after Grusha, so there shouldn't be a difference before a Grusha, after Grusha. She can't marry. Kedushin is Achal by a Krovim. Only by a Cherim is Achal.
Isn't that like perversion in the Torah? All these.
So the Gemara is going to say these points. Doesn't it say in the second, Loikach, he can't marry Arayah? So the Gemara is going to ask this question. So before he even gets there, the Gemara says, "Maskila Rabbi Abba ve'emal acher v'lo ben." Maybe it means she can marry anybody else except for the son, because her son, not her own, either her own son or her husband's son, her stepson. Maybe either way, her son—that's a closest relative. Maybe only the ben she can't marry, but maybe someone else who might be a relative, maybe she would be permitted to marry. So it's the acher doesn't really define enough to us. So Gemara says, "No ben behed yaksibe." It explicitly says by a ben lo yikach ishes aviv. A man can't marry his father's wife, which means that she can't marry the son. Same idea. The stepmother and the stepson can't marry each other. So that's a mefurish pasuk. So this pasuk acher can't be coming to exclude a ben that's already learned, so must be referring to other krovim that she can't marry. So acher lam, at least why acher? Shmamina acherim v'lo l'krovim. So she's allowed to marry others and not other relatives. The relatives here can't be referring to a ben because that's already a mefurish pasuk. She can't marry a son. So even other distant relatives she can't marry either. So then the Gemara says, "Ema idi v'idi leben." Maybe both pesukim of lo yikach es eshes of ish es eshes aviv, and the pasuk of ha'is al ish acher are both referring to a son that she can't marry a son. Halachachila hadiyevit lechachila she can't marry, and perhaps you might think, okay, but b'diyevit maybe the kedushin is chal. Nope. The other pasuk tells me that even b'diyevit the kedushin isn't chal with the son. Gemara said lechachila you can't marry. That's another pasuk. Me'achos isha nafka. That's pasuk me'achos isha. The pasuk says what? The pasuk on the side says lo yikach. Isha said, no. Okay, why doesn't it say this on the side here? Okay, interesting. But either way, Rashi says, either you can't marry a sister, your wife's sister. And we say now, from the Achos Isha being the source, as a bininav, Ma Achos Isha b'karis, just like the case of a wife's sister, is an issue of karis. Lo Sekadesh Apostle says, you can't marry her. So Chayva Mises Bezdin Lo Kolshen, so other Arayos, which have a more severe punishment. Mises Bezdin's more severe than karis. So certainly the more severe Arayos, Mises Bezdin, certainly the Kedushin is not good lechachila. So you don't need a pasuk to teach me that Kedushin doesn't work lechachila for the Arayos. So when it says, lo yikach ishes eshes aviv, that means even b'diyevet it doesn't work. And that now avails the pasuk v'ha'isa l'ishacher to tell me that even other relatives as well, the kedushin is in chal. So then Gemara said, what do you mean? Ve'me idvd be'achos isha halachila hadiavid. Maybe both psukim of achos isha and ha'isa l'ishacher are both referring to Eish's achos isha, the wife's sister. And one's telling me l'chachila you can't marry her, the other one's talking about b'diavid. And Echanami, Gemara said, okay, fine, I'll grant you that. Could be true. So now that we have Ashkan Achos Isha, that the Kedushin doesn't work L'chachilin, doesn't work B'diavid either. Shar Arayos Minolin. How do I know other Arayos? It doesn't work L'chachilin B'diavid, the Kedushin. So Gemara says, Yalfinan Me'achos Isha. We learn this from Achos Isha as a Binanav. Ma Achos Isha Miuchedes, who singled out Shia Erva, V'chayavna Zidona Karis. For doing it on purpose, you get Karis. V'ashkagasa Chatas, and doing it accidentally, it's only a Chatas. V'lo Tapsubi Kedushin, and the Kedushin is in Chal. Af kol shi erva, so to any other arayos, the chayavin al zedona karis vashigakas chatas, lo tafsi be kedushin. So, Achos Isha is the model to tell me that kedushin isn't chal by any of the arayos.
This is according to Rabbi Akiva, right?
This all, Rabbi Akiva thinks that even by Chayvi Lavin, we'll see later on.
Chayvi Lavin.
Exactly. Bishma, this all makes sense. Kula Asyan, all them, all the arayos make sense, are listed in Parshas Achrimos and Kedushim. But those cases, there's a shaila. Maybe these cases shouldn't fit into this model of Achos Isha. Why? Because Ikel Mifrach, you could ask, Mal Achos Isha, the sister's wife, Shekein Ein La Heter B'Mokom Mitzvah. The wife's sister has no Heter B'Mokom Mitzvah. What Mokom Mitzvah referring to there in terms of the Yibum case?
Yeah,
right? So if the brother-in-law is married to the sister, then his brother dies, leaves over a widow, so the Yavam can't perform with the widow because he's married to the sister already. So there is no heter of Achos Isha of B'makom Mitzvah. Are you going to say now, Tomer B'esh is Ach Sheyesh L'heter B'makom Mitzvah? So then Stam, your brother's wife, not being your sister-in-law, but just and not your wife's sister, but just Stam, your brother has a wife and your brother dies, so now she's a widow without children, so there is a heter B'makom Mitzvah. So there's a certain kula that gives by Eishes Ach, so maybe this shouldn't fit into the model, and maybe one would the kedushin would be chal with an Eishes Ach, even if the brother would still be alive. And moreover, Eishes Ish, not Miklam Mifrach, you could ask a question by an Eishes Ish, Malahanach, Shekein Ein Laheter B'chai Osrim. Your wife's sister is never permitted to you while your wife is still alive, as opposed to Tomer Be'eshes Ish, Yesh Laheter B'chai Osrim. But the married woman is permitted to, if she gets divorced, even though her husband is still alive, she's permitted to while the husband is alive, once they're divorced. So these two cases doesn't seem to fit in the model of Achos Isha. So the Gemara ends up saying the famous, not famous, but the important Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. Ela Amar Rabbi Yonah, v'same other say to Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, Amar Kala Patek says, the end of Parsha Achrimos, Kol Asher Yase Me'akol HaToves Ha'elo V'Nichasu, anyone who does any of these abominations, any of these Toevos, any of these Arayos, is going to be cut off, will get Karis. So what do you mean, Kol? Hukshu Kol Ha'arayos Kulam La'achos Isha, they were having a Hekesh combine and connect all the Arayos regardless of the differences. They're all connected to Achos Isha, and now we can apply Ma'achos Isha Lo Tapsa Be'Kedushin, Af Klarayas Kulam Lo Tafsi BeKedushin. Just like your wife's sister, Kedushin is in Chal, so too through the Hekesh is Rabbi Yonah, the Kedushin is not Chal by any of the other Arayos. Should we go into the top of the next page, or maybe we'll stop here. Let's stop here, and then we'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay.